It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
Hello, everyone. This is your host, John Hagedorn. There's a place in everybody's mind where you can go to take a break from the worries of everyday life and work. It's not always easy to find that place. Most of us don't have a name for it, but it's there. You might be driving coast to coast solo, or staying up late at night hoping for sleep, and all you want to do is to find a place where you can tune in something interesting and tune out all the clutter that's going on in your mind. Getting into a good story is a good way to find that place. I'm a curator of all types of stories, many of which I narrate for my 1001 Stories Network shows. I'm also a connoisseur of vintage radio shows, mostly from the 50s, before television took hold and took imagination and great script writing out of the picture. I've created a place you can go to anytime you need a great story, and it's called 1001 Stories from Roy's Diner, or simply, Roy's Diner. It's just up ahead on the right. On the menu tonight at Roy's Diner, the very best of 50s vintage suspense, thriller, and sci-fi radio episodes. We're inviting you to stop in for a story or two. The coffee here is free. And now, our story.
And now, another tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
You better get out. I'm going to call the police.
Put the phone back, please. Do as I say.
Mr. Bepler, what are you doing here this time of night?
Well, I'm not here to deliver your egg.
Get out of here. Get out of my house this instant, or I'm going to call the police.
I'm afraid you won't get the chance.
What are you going to do?
What I did to the others?
Others? You killed them.
That's right.
But why? Why me?
Because you're all alone tonight, like they were. No, you don't.
No! Please don't! Please!
Last night, the suburban town of Woodlake was the scene of a brutal and meaningless murder. The latest victim was Mrs. Leland Worth, 34 years old, who was found strangled in her living room by police late last night. All four victims have been homeowners in some of Woodlake's recently completed housing developments. Local authorities admitted today that they were still in the dark as to the identity of the vicious marauder. However, the search is
Local authorities still in the dark. It's just terrible. When are the police going to do something?
Well, they only got 8 men on the force. Woodlake ain't like the big city.
I'm beginning to wish we were back in the big city. At least I felt safe in my apartment at night.
Oh, now, city's no place to bring up a little girl like you or Stephanie. Mr. Gordon working late again tonight?
Yes, it's income tax time. Busiest part of the year for an auditor.
Well, sooner or later, they're going to catch up with whoever's doing these killings, and then everybody can relax. Should I fix Stephanie some breakfast?
You better let me see if I can coax her into opening the bathroom door first.
Oh, that's a real cute trick. Locking herself in the bathroom every time she gets mad at you.
Cute. Stephanie? You hear me up there?
Well, what that child needs is to get her bottom blistered a few times. She'd stop her foolishness.
Stephanie! Unlock that door and come down this minute. Do you hear me? All right, young lady, I'm calling your father.
Hello?
It's me, Walter. How do you feel?
Exhausted, honey. I couldn't get back to sleep after those police sirens woke me last night. And the bump on my head kept throbbing.
I'm sorry, dear. I bawled Stephanie out about leaving her roller skates in the hall like that. So you can just guess where she is now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The bathroom.
Yeah.
I guess I'll have to take the lock off the door. Any news about the murder?
No. Walter, I'm frightened about staying here alone tonight.
Look, Ellen, there's nothing to worry about. I phoned the Woodlake police, and the chief promised to have a special man patrol the entire project all night. Anyway, why don't you ask Rosa to stay over? Or at least until I get home.
Can I speak to Daddy?
Well, at last. Walter, your daughter's finally come out. She wants to speak to you.
Okay, put her on.
Here, Stephanie, now don't talk too long. Daddy's awfully busy. And be sure to put the phone back when you're finished. I'll be in the kitchen.
Hello, Daddy.
Hello, sweetie. How's my love?
I'm fine, Daddy.
Well, that's good. Stephanie, take it easy on your mother. Locking yourself in the bathroom is not a nice thing to do.
She yelled at me this morning.
Well, you deserved it, honey. Daddy nearly broke his neck last night stepping on your roller skate.
You bent the skate.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, but...
Oh, Daddy, somebody's at the door. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Stephanie. Stephanie, hang up the phone, darling. Stephanie.
I'll open it, Mommy. Oh, hello, Mr. Bepler.
Your mama home?
Uh-huh.
Well, tell her I've brought her eggs.
Mommy, the egg man's here.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Bepler.
Sorry I'm late, Miss Gordon, but I've been working with the police all morning on that Worth murder.
Well, I didn't know you were on the police force.
Well, I ain't really. Some of us old residents have been deputized temporarily since these things started around here.
Do you have time for a cup of coffee?
Well, never say no to coffee, Miss Gordon.
Pour a cup of coffee for Mr. Bepler, Rosa.
Sure.
Any idea who did it?
Well, not yet. They're looking for a feller I told them about. I've seen him hanging around these parts.
Well, probably some delinquent from one of these new families.
Could be, Rosa.
Well,
could
you,
be.
You know, you was born on that chicken farm of yours, Abel. You ever remember having trouble like this before all this here building started and those city folks moved out here?
Can't remember nothing more violent than a man beating his wife, or vice versa.
Well, I tell you, some of these new people, mighty peculiar.
Now, Rosa, that ain't true of everybody. You couldn't ask for anybody nicer than Miss Gordon here.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bepler. I just hope you catch that man soon before I'm a nervous wreck.
Oh, he ain't likely to try to break in where there's men folks around. Them last 3 houses, the women were all alone.
Well, that's just it. My husband's working late these nights. He hardly ever gets home till after midnight.
I see. Well, how about Rosa here, keeping you company?
Well, as a matter of fact, Rosa, Mr. Gordon just suggested the same thing.
Oh, now, I'm sorry, Miss Gordon. I already promised Miss McCloskey across the road to stay with her. Her husband's out of town.
Dear.
Well, there's no need to fret, Miss Gordon. The chief just assigned me to patrol this area tonight. I'll be handy, should you need me.
In just a moment, we will return for the second act of Suspense.
munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos, corn chips. It's not polite to smack your lips, but you can't help it with Fritos, corn chips. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos, corn chips.
Whenever you have a party or friends drop in, serve a bowl of crisp Fritos corn chips and watch your guests dig in. They're golden chips of corn just made to munch. Serve them plain or with your favorite dip. There's a special Fritos in a king-size style that's just right for dips.
Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos corn chips.
You'll find Fritos corn chips taste just right whenever the occasion calls for good munching. They have such good crisp flavor, such good for you nourishment. There's contentment in every munch. Get Fritos today. F-R-I-T-O-S. Fritos corn chips.
Munch, 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 munch of Fritos corn chips.
Hello. Hello, Stephanie, Ellen, somebody come to the phone.
Phone still tied up, Walter?
Yeah, doggone it. Wait, I hear some voices. There must be no phone.
$1.30, 65 cents this week.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you, Mrs. Gordon. And don't worry about tonight. I'll be keeping an eye on
it. Hello, hello. Somebody come to the phone.
Goodbye. Thanks for the coffee.
Oh, hello.
That child. Stephanie, you did it again. You left the phone off the hook.
Hello, Ellen. Hello.
Hello. Walter, is that you? What are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm trying to get my phone untied. Stephanie didn't hang up.
Well, why didn't you hang up?
I did 5 minutes ago, but that doesn't disconnect us.
It doesn't. I don't see why not.
It's very simple, honey. The person who makes the call has to hang up. Otherwise, the phones remain connected. I can even hear you talking to someone.
Oh, that was Mr. Bepler, delivers the eggs. He was telling me about the murder. Mrs. Worth was all alone in the house. All the people who've been killed were alone. I wish you'd come home early tonight, Walter. Rosa can't stay with me.
Ellen, I promise you, I'll rush. I'll get there as soon as I can.
Will you keep in touch with me?
Sure, honey. I'll phone every hour, okay?
All right, dear. Bye. Hello?
Hello, darling. Everything all right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Aren't you sure?
Well, I keep hearing strange noises outside, but I guess that's just my imagination. I'll be glad when this night's over.
Stephanie asleep?
Not quite. She's given me quite a day. I'm exhausted. Will you be much longer?
Oh, just a couple of hours.
Well, call me again then, will you, dear?
Sure, honey. Meanwhile, why don't you go to bed, get some rest?
All right, I'll try. I'll lie down with Stephanie. Maybe she'll go to sleep faster that way.
Mommy, you asleep?
Mm-hmm.
Mommy!
What?
I hear noises.
What noises?
I heard glass breaking.
Oh, go to sleep, darling, please.
I heard somebody walking outside.
All right, now Daddy will be home soon.
See?
Who can that be? Yes, I'm coming. Who is it?
It's me, Miss Gordon, Rosa.
Oh. Rosa, come in. What are you doing here?
Well, Miss McCloskey's husband came home, so I thought I'd come over to see if you still want me to stay with you.
Oh, yes, I'd appreciate it very much.
I found Stephanie's skates out on the porch. I figured I better bring them in before Mr. Gordon falls over them again.
Thank you. Honestly, when will she ever learn?
Kids are all the same, I guess. I'll put them someplace out of the way. Oh, you mind if I fix some coffee?
No, no, go right ahead. By the way, Rosa, you didn't see anybody near the house.
No, why?
Well, Stephanie thought she heard something outside.
Oh, might have been me coming up the driveway.
Yeah.
She's still awake?
I've never seen anyone resist sleep, so I better go up to her.
Well, now, just you relax. I'm here, so there's nothing to worry about.
Ah, thank you, Rosa.
Mommy!
Stephanie, I want you to get back into your bed this instant.
Was that Rosa?
Yes. Now, come on. Climb in. Cover up.
You tuck me.
All right. There. Now, good night.
Good night. Mommy.
What?
I'm hungry.
Well, that's just too bad.
Oh, could I just have a glass of milk and a cookie?
No, it's too late.
But I'm hungry.
You won't starve. Now go to sleep.
Oh. Rosa, you're all right?
Oh. Mommy!
Hush. Rosa, is anything wrong?
Stephanie, you stay here. I'll be right back.
In a moment, we will return for the third act of Suspense.
Meet star Stuart Irwin.
Nothing's worse for an actor than a nasty cold. To feel better quickly, I take wonderful four-way cold tablets. The fast way to relieve cold distress.
Right. Tests of all the leading cold tablets proved four-way fastest acting. Four-way starts in minutes to relieve muscular pains, headache, reduce fever, calm upset stomach, also overcomes irregularity.
Take my advice. For your next cold, take four-way cold tablets. The fast way to relieve those cold miseries.
Four-way, only 29 cents.
Our program will continue in a moment after a word about another fine product of Grove Laboratories. Does dandruff dull your hair, leave scalp itchy? Get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo and get rid of unsightly dandruff in 3 minutes. 3 minutes with Fitch regularly is guaranteed to keep embarrassing dandruff away forever. Apply Fitch before wetting hair. Rub in 1 minute. Add water. Lather 1 minute. Rinse 1 minute. Every trace of dandruff goes down the drain. 3 minutes with Fitch, unsightly dandruff's gone. Fitch can also leave your hair up to 35% brighter. Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo.
Rosa? Rosa, where are... What are the skates doing on the floor again? Rosie, in the kitchen? Rosa! Rosa, what happened?
Don't stay here. He's in the house.
I'll get help, Rosa. I'll...
Mommy, where are you?
Stephanie, don't come in here. Stephanie?
Mommy!
What is it? What happened?
The roller skate. I came down after you and I tripped on the roller skate.
Hush. Come on, get up.
Oh, but it hurts.
Please, Stephanie, stand up. We've got to get out of here.
No.
Do as I say.
No, you let go of me.
Stephanie, be quiet.
Ow! You hit me.
Well, I'm sorry. Where are you going? Come back here.
I'm going to lock myself in the bathroom and I'm never coming out.
Stephanie, come back.
Don't go after him, Miss Gordon.
Mr. Bepler. Oh, Mr. Bepler, thank goodness. How did you get in here?
Through the window.
Oh. It's you. You...
No sense trying to run, Miss Gordon. I'll just have to take it out on your little girl.
Oh, you wouldn't.
Don't answer it. Keep away from that phone.
It's probably my husband, Mr. Pepler. You'd better let me answer it.
All right. All right, you talk to him. But just remember, you let on anything's wrong, and your little girl pays for it.
Hello?
Hello, dear. Just calling again, as I promised. Everything all right?
Yes, Walter.
Good. I'm almost through here.
I can't find that voucher, Walter.
Well, is it in the file?
No, sir.
Honey, hold on a minute. I'll be right back.
Hang up.
But he...
Hang up.
He didn't finish talking. He'll only call back.
Yeah? Well, I'll just take the phone off the hook, and then he'll get nothing but a busy signal.
Why, Mr. Pepler? Why are you doing this? What harm have I done you?
Harm? You're crowding me, all of you newcomers. Hedging me in, bulldozing the trees down, spoiling the land with your fancy new cigar box houses, bankrupting us all with your taxes for schools and roads and such. My taxes have gone up double since you city people started flooding in here. That's the kind of harm you done me.
Joe, finish that. We'll call tonight. Hello, Alan. I'm sorry.
Well...
Hello.
Maybe when people like you find it ain't safe here, you'll go back where you came from.
Alan.
That's why I killed Mrs. Worth and the others. And I'll keep on killing till you're all gone.
Good Lord. Alan. Hello. Hello, operator. For heaven's sake, operator. Hello.
In just a moment, we will return for the concluding act of Suspense.
Thirsty people everywhere prefer ice-cold Pepsi-Cola. And because it's light, it refreshes without filling.
Charlie, be sociable.
I am, Kay. Pepsi is a favorite of thirsty people from Maine to Hawaii, from Alaska to Florida.
Charlie.
It's perfect for parties or picnics, so serve Pepsi to your guests.
That's helpful, but...
This is the sociable part. Keep plenty of Pepsi ice-cold and ready. Remember, it goes fast because everybody likes Pepsi.
Singing still sounds more inviting. May I?
Be sociable, look smart, keep up to date with Pepsi. Drink light, refreshing Pepsi. Stay young and fair and debonair. Be sociable, have a Pepsi.
But singing doesn't say, pick up an extra carton of Pepsi today. Better yet, get a case.
You do that.
Why Rosa, Mr. Bepler? She was born here in Woodlake, like yourself. Why kill her?
I didn't expect to find her here. She saw me and she'd have told. Now, there's no use your backing away. Where are you going to run?
Please, Mr. Bepler.
See, you nearly tripped over that skate.
I'll just put it out on the porch where it belongs.
Sure, and start hollering for help. Come here.
Let go. Oh. Mr. Bepler. Got to get away from here. Stephanie, where are you? Answer me, where are you? Stephanie, come out of the bathroom quickly. Stephanie, unlock the door. Hurry.
No.
Please.
You threatened me.
Stephanie, there is no time to explain. Now open the door before it's too late.
No, I'm going to stay in here all night.
Please, Stephanie, please.
I didn't do anything. You hit me.
Stephanie, I am sorry, and I'll never punish you again, darling. Just unlock the door.
You promise?
Yes, I promise. Now hurry, we've got to get away from here.
You ain't going nowhere.
Stephanie! Don't turn the lock. Don't come out. Stay in there.
It won't do her no good. Who the devil?
Martin, police.
Police! I'm getting out of here.
Hey, there he goes. Through that window. Stop where you are. Hold! Mrs. Gordon? Mrs. Gordon?
I'm up here.
Are you all right, Mrs. Gordon?
Yes, officer.
Your husband called us and we got here as soon as we could. He heard you and Bepler over the phone.
But he took the phone off so there'd be a busy signal.
That's where Bepler made a mistake. The connection isn't broken until the calling party hangs up.
Mommy! Mommy!
Oh, you're a little girl, all right?
Yes, officer.
Mommy!
It's all right, dear. You can come out now.
I can't turn the lock. It's stuck. I'm locked in.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Suspense.
You've been listening to Sleep is for Children, a story written for Suspense by Ralph Bell and Eugene Francis. In a moment, the names of our players and a word about next week's story of Suspense.
Are you all out of tune because you're irregular? Then help yourself get back in tune with Kellogg's All Brand. You'll feel right on pitch when Kellogg's All Brand goes gently to work, relieves constipation due to lack of bulk by supplying your system with bulk-forming whole bran. Yes, a daily bowlful of Kellogg's All Bran with milk helps put you right back in tune. The natural way. The good-tasting way, too. Fact is, Kellogg's All Bran is the one bran cereal that combines proved effectiveness with appetizing taste and crispness. It never gets mushy in milk. So remember, if constipation's a problem, gentle it away, as millions do, with Kellogg's All Bran. The good food way to keep regular as clockwork. A-double-L-B-R-A-N. Kellogg's All Brand at your grocer's. Heard in tonight's story were Elspeth Eric as Ellen Gordon, Ralph Bell as Walter Gordon, Bill Adams as Mr. Bepler, and Betty Gard as Rosa. Others in our cast were Ruth Tobin and Sarah Fussell. Again next week when we return with The Revolution by Peter Fernandez, another tale well calculated to keep you in suspense. Be sure to tune in next week and every week to Suspense on CBS Radio.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
And now, another tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
When desperate men seek to overthrow a government, when a dictator is fighting to retain his power, death is the penalty for all the losers. Now, Revolution, written by Peter Fernandez.
Bob?
Now with all this crowd. There's a line of motorcycles right behind the van. That should mean he's almost here.
Oh, then get the camera ready.
Yeah, okay.
Pardon, senor. No pictures are to be taken.
Huh? What do you mean?
No pictures of the dictator are to be taken from this spot.
But that's ridiculous.
No pictures. No pictures. You understand?
Hey, where'd he go?
He just disappeared into the car.
Fine thing. We hold this spot for 2 hours just to see a real old-style dictator in the flesh, and some wise guy says no pictures.
Is he coming yet?
No, Sabrina. Let me see. There's a big open car. Yeah? Yeah, he's standing up in back, waving at everybody. There he is. There he is.
I see him. Oh, he's just the way he looks in the newsroom. Oh, Bobby's got to get just one picture, and nobody will ever believe we really saw him.
I'm sure our friend is gone.
I can't see him. Hurry, Bob.
Okay. Here goes. Holy mackerel, someone just shot him. Grab my arm, let's get out of here.
Just a sec. Yes?
Good afternoon.
You? The man who told us we couldn't take the picture.
Where is your cousin? Never mind, I can hear him in the shower.
What do you want?
You do not believe in obeying orders, Mr. Shelburne?
Orders? Of course I do.
But your husband went ahead and took a picture anyway.
Did he?
Where is the camera?
Who are you?
I will find it myself.
Well, now, just a minute. You can't go through our things. Bob!
Keep quiet.
Yeah, honey?
Come out here.
I'm warning you.
I'm not dressed yet.
Well, put your robe on.
I told you to be still.
Let go of my arm. I'll call the police.
Oh, okay. Okay, honey. Now, what did you... Hey, what are you doing here? Let go of my wife.
Very well, senor. Now, please give me your camera.
Camera? Now, listen here,
you
Max.
Listen.
A gun.
I said I want the camera. Now.
Sure. I'll get it.
No, I will get it. Where is it?
Hanging on a hook in the closet.
Huh? Yes. Thank you. Is the film still in here?
Sure, but...
Good. Now, let me give you a little advice, my dear Americanos. You better get out of this country as soon as possible.
Hey, just a minute. That's a valuable camera.
Is it? Then I'm sorry. But in the future, when someone tells you not to take pictures, do as you are told.
Hey, that camera's worth over $200. He can't get away with a thing like that. As soon as I get dressed, we're going to the police.
Yes, senor, senora. How can we help you?
We want to report that our camera was stolen.
Ah, well, I am sorry we cannot help, but you see, our entire force is working on the attempted assassination of El Supremo.
Attempted assassination? Then he wasn't killed.
Fortunately, no. Could you come back and file the necessary report tomorrow?
That'd be impossible. See, we're just here on our honeymoon. We're flying back to the States first thing in the morning.
Oh. Very well. You will have to see the Capitan, though he's busy enough. One moment, please.
Sure.
This is Garcia. I have some Americano turistas here who have a robbery to report. I know, Capitan, but they are very insistent. See? Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. The Capitan is very busy, but he will take the time to see you. Please, go through those double doors over there, then down the corridor. His office is the last one on the right.
Thanks. Come on, Liz. Here we are. You go in first, honey.
Come in.
Bob!
Come in, my friends.
Go ahead, honey. You are the police.
That's right. The police is me. Now, please, close the door after you.
Sure.
I'm very glad that you came here, both of you.
Glad? Then you were going to return our camera after all?
Where is the film you exposed at the parade this afternoon?
You've already got that. It was in the camera when you grabbed it.
You are lying, Mr. Shelburne. The film was developed. Very nice pictures of you and your wife in front of some of our landmarks. But of the parade, of El Supremo, those near him, of the would-be assassins, nothing.
I don't understand.
I do. Clearly, you are trying to conceal the identity of the would-be assassins.
That's ridiculous.
For assassins, or those who protect them, there is only one penalty.
Look, we're not assassins. We're not anything. We're not even interested in your darn revolution. We're on our honeymoon, that's all. And tomorrow morning, we're going home, and I go back to work at the office.
Tomorrow morning, senor, unless you give me the right film, you will be taken outside of the city and shot. El Soto and Rivera report to me immediately. However, my friends, you can walk out in freedom if you give me the photograph I want.
But if it wasn't in the camera, then it just doesn't exist.
Both I and one of my men saw you take the picture. Sergeant Rivera.
Yes, Capitan.
You will take one other man with you, a man we can trust. You will remove everything from the Shelburne's hotel room.
Hey, you...
Then, Sergeant Rivera, you will go to the desk and remove their registration card and any evidence of charges for room service. In short, you will make certain that there is no proof of the Shelburne's ever having stayed at the hotel.
Yes, sir.
Go and do it immediately.
Yes, sir. Immediately, Capitan.
Bob, we can't let them do that.
I don't know how we can stop them.
And you, Lieutenant Soto?
Yes, Capitan.
Lieutenant Soto, these people have behaved as enemies of El Supremo. If they give you any trouble, shoot them for resistance.
Yes, sir.
Now, take them away.
We'll talk to some of the other prisoners. We'll get word out to the American consulate somehow. You can't keep us quiet.
There will be no others to tell. No one is allowed near these cells. The Capitan's order.
It doesn't make sense. Why would they want to kill us just for a photograph?
Could it be that they're afraid of the picture?
Afraid? Why would they be... Liz. Liz, that's it. They could have been in on the plot to kill the dictator.
That could be the reason, couldn't it?
I'll bet it is, sure. Why, they must be the would-be assassins.
Oh, Bob.
If we can just get word to somebody, anybody, let them know we're in here.
Oh, if we could give the captain the photograph he wants.
You don't believe we gave it to him?
Well, if we did, why hasn't he caught it?
I don't know it. Unless...
What?
Oh, my God.
What is it, Bob?
I know what happened. Oh, Liz, and all that excitement. I forgot to take the cover off the lens.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. Liz, there is no photograph. We couldn't prove that the captain and his friends are the would-be assassins, even if we wanted to.
Oh, we'll never be able to convince them that they're safe from us.
I know.
But if their revolution is successful, we've got a chance that they'll release us.
And if their revolution fails, well, they'll never accept the fact that there's no photograph, that we're not dangerous to
them. Put your arms around me.
Sure, honey. Sure. That better?
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid.
Now, there's no reason to be, honey. We'll get out of here.
You can't fool me, darling. You're scared, too.
Yes. Yes, I am.
In just a moment, we will return for the second act of Suspense.
Munch, 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 munch of Fritos, corn chips.
And since Fritos corn chips are fresh as spring itself, it seemed appropriate to give you a springtime gift. So Fritos have attached a free package of flower seeds on their large bags as their salute to spring. There's nothing for you to mail in. Just buy a large bag of Fritos, and there, right in the bag, is your free package of flower seeds. They're the finest seeds you could get anywhere. Genuine burpee seeds, and there are three varieties. Beautiful zinnias, snapdragons, or petunias. Get yours while they last. Free flower seeds on the large bags of Fritos corn chips.
Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos corn chips. It's not polite to smack your lips, but you can't help it with Fritos corn chips. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos corn chips.
Himself.
Everything has been removed from your hotel, my friends. There is no record of you ever having been here.
What about the revolution?
Revolution? It's just about over.
And who's in power?
Our dictator, El Supremo, has retained this power.
Oh, Bob!
I see.
The film was not in your hotel, senor. This is your last chance to be truthful. Your life depends on the truth.
I know, Captain. I swear to you, I didn't take any picture this afternoon.
If I could believe you...
In all that excitement, I forgot to take the cover off my lens.
What you say is possible, senor. Merely possible. If you fail to expose the film, you may be able to tell me what number picture it might have been on the roll if you had exposed it.
How could I remember a thing like that?
We have a truck parked behind this building. It is waiting to take you and your wife and everything you left in the hotel to a rendezvous in the mountains. There you will be disposed of. Try to remember.
Let me think. The picture that didn't come out would have been number 9.
You are certain?
How can I be absolutely certain? I think it was number 9.
Perhaps it could be that you're telling the truth. I shall have to check the number of exposures. Perhaps you will be able to leave in the morning after all. You see for yourself, Lieutenant. It is as the Americana claims. 8 exposed negatives. The 9th, and all the ones after it, not exposed.
So the picture was never taken, eh, Capitan?
That is right. So we will be able to release the Americanas after all.
Capitan Santos.
Yes.
That will not be possible.
What? What are you saying?
The Americanos know why we wanted the film.
Are you certain?
The block cell in which we're holding them, it is for political prisoners, no? You remember the security office had it wired only a few months ago?
I remember.
I've just monitored a tape recording of all conversations held in that cell since the Americanos were put in there. I have it on the machine. I We'll play a small portion of it. Now listen.
Afraid? Why would they be? Liz. Liz, that's it. They could have been in on the plot to kill the dictator.
That could be the reason, couldn't it?
I'll bet it is. Sure, why, they must be the would-be assassins.
Bob.
If we can just get word to somebody, anybody.
Enough. Shut it off.
They would not have to prove that we tried to kill El Supremo. They would not need the photograph to hurt us. Just to throw suspicion on us would be enough.
I know. Lieutenant.
Yes, sir?
Unfortunately, I will be detained here with emergency duties. You and Sergeant Rivera, get them and all their things from the hotel into the truck. Take them to the mountains.
I understand.
There must be no trace, no mistakes. My life and yours depend on how carefully and thoroughly you get rid of them.
In just a moment, we will return for the concluding act of Suspense.
You're going to free us?
And the captain knows the picture never turned out.
Yes, the captain knows. This way, please. We have a vehicle waiting.
Oh, don't go to any trouble. We'll be only too glad to take a taxi instead.
No trouble, I assure you. The vehicle is just outside his door. Here we are.
Bob!
That's a prison van. Hey, wait a minute.
Get in, both of you.
No.
Get in or I will shoot you right here.
You had no intention to let us go.
No. You know who we are and what we attempted. Get in the truck.
Oh.
No, get in, get in. That's better. Now you, Senora.
Yes.
I will sit here in the back with you. All right, Rivera. Let us go. Out at headquarters now. I warn you, if I shoot now, anyone who hears merely will think the truck has backfired.
Now, look, Lieutenant. Why don't you let my wife go?
No, Bob.
Hush, Liz. But you can hold me as a hostage. As long as you've got me, you know she won't talk to anyone outside.
Why should I bargain? By destroying all evidence of your existence, I ensure my own safety. You have nothing to offer.
If the dictator learns that you're one of the men who plotted to kill him, what then?
He will kill me.
And how would he... How would he treat a man he finds is very loyal to him?
The man would receive recognition. He would be honored. But El Supremo has his favorites. There's no chance for others.
Isn't there? How would the dictator reward the man who tells him about the captain and the rest of the traitors?
You talk too much.
Leave him alone, Bob.
It's our only chance. Now listen, Lieutenant. What about you?
Be still, senor.
Aren't you ambitious? Now that El Supremo was going to stay in power, he'd like to know who his would-be assassins are. And the man who tells him, he'll be honored, promoted.
Shut your filthy mouth.
Okay, Lieutenant. But you think about it. Before you pull the trigger of that gun and kill us, you give that a lot of very careful thought.
There, Rivera will be driving through the gates to the farm in a moment.
Well, how about it, Lieutenant? You can open that little window to the cab and make your friend turn this truck around. We'll vouch for you. We'll tell the authorities how you saved our lives.
Am I to betray my friends? What you ask is too much.
Oh, look, you betrayed your country. What are a few friends now?
We've reached the farm. A few moments. Senor and Senora.
What makes you so sure your friends won't betray you by going and telling El Supremo the truth? Don't they want honor, promotions, to save their own skins? Are you going to be a sucker for them?
I cannot.
What do you want, Lieutenant? To be a captain? To be head of the whole police force? Or for the man that turns in the would-be assassins, who becomes a friend of the dictator? Anything is possible, isn't it?
Yes, anything. The temptation you have tempted me beyond. Rivera, turn the truck around. We're going back.
What do you mean? We must kill them first.
We're not going to kill them.
But the captain gave us orders to dispose of
them. We're going back. I'm giving the orders now. Turn the truck.
You shoot me?
I will shoot you this instant. Start the truck.
Yes.
Now, back to the city.
Yes.
that driver's going to look for any opportunity to take care of the lieutenant and us.
We will go directly to El Supremo's headquarters. He will tell him what I have done for you, and I will reveal to him the names of the men he wants. You knew my weakness, senor. It saved your life.
What are we stopping for? Go on.
We're at the gates again, but we are being blocked.
What do you mean?
Two of our cars have pulled in. Look.
If this is a trick...
I swear to you, they are all around us, and there is Capitan Santos.
What? I'm sorry, my friends, but if this is true, I will have to follow the Capitan's orders after all and shoot you. I will not risk my own life.
Open this truck.
I warn you, one wrong move and it will all be over.
Isn't there another way onto the road?
It's too late. Here they are, Capitan. We merely were looking for a suitable place in which to kill them.
Drop your gun, Lieutenant, or I will use this machine gun.
Huh?
Bob, did you hear?
Shh, quick, get down on the floor.
Yes,
drop your gun, Lieutenant, and get out of that truck.
I do not understand.
Drop it!
Very well.
Now get down.
Yes, sir.
Are the Americanas safe?
Yes, but if you give me only a moment more, I will take care of them.
Is that so, Lieutenant? All right, men. Take this traitor away.
Traitor? What are you talking about?
I already have been in touch with El Supremo. He gave me orders to arrest and execute you and Rivera and the others who tried to kill him.
Me and Rivera? But what about you?
Yes, take out of here.
No, I know what you're trying to do. You cannot. No, let go of me. No.
All right, my friends. We will take care of him.
You mean you're not going to try to get rid of us? Shoot us?
Perhaps that was the plan of those traitors. They will be punished, you may be sure.
Is this some kind of trick?
Trick, senor? No, it's no trick. I and some of my men who are loyal to El Supremo merely have come to rescue you. I am grateful that we have succeeded.
Yeah, I'll bet you are. It'll mean recognition. A promotion, won't it, Captain?
Perhaps, if I am lucky. At any rate, El Supremo will be very pleased with my work tonight. Come, both of you may ride back to your hotel in my car.
Thanks. Thanks very much.
Oh, Bob, I can hardly believe it.
You will find that everything has been put back in order in your hotel room, and that your camera has been returned to you.
Thanks again. That's all I really came to you about, isn't it?
You will be able to catch your plane in the morning after all.
Thank goodness.
And let me give you some good advice, senor. Never come back to this country. You understand?
Don't worry. I understand. Come on, Liz.
Suspense. You've been listening to The Revolution, written for Suspense by Peter Fernandez. In a moment, the names of our players and a word about next week's story of Suspense.
Out of tune because of irregularity? Kellogg's All Bran helps put you back in tune. Kellogg's All Bran is the natural way, the good food way to end constipation caused by lack of bulk in your diet. There's only one All Bran, Kellogg's All Bran. Its whole bran content gentles away constipation, supplies your system with the bulk-forming food you need. Kellogg's All Bran is the only whole bran cereal to bring you the combination of proved effectiveness, appetizing taste, and crispness. It never gets mushy in milk. So get back in tune and stay in tune. It's easy with the one and only Kellogg's All Bran, ALL-BRAN. Safe, reliable, pleasant. Millions enjoy it every day. They know they can count on Kellogg's All Bran to relieve irregularity.
Heard in tonight's story were Rosemary Rice as Elizabeth, Phil Meader as Bob, and Santos Ortega as Captain Santos. Others in the cast included Jim Bowles, Ronald Dawson, and Ralph Camargo. Listen again next week when we return with Talk About Caruso by Milton Geiger, another tale well calculated to keep you in... Suspense.
Thanks for stopping by. Remember to tell a friend about Roy's Diner and send us a review next time you have a chance. We bring new episodes every Wednesday and Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We're a proud part of the 1001 Stories Network, heard worldwide with listeners numbering in the millions. We hope you stop by again soon. Thanks for being with us.